news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If it's Tuesday, December 8th, it's Safe Harbor Day. That marks the deadline for states to certify their election results. All states who certify prior to this day, 6 days before the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December, will be considered by Congress conclusive and bound by federal law to accept the slate of electors arrived upon by this date. Here's what happens next. On December 14th, the electors meet in their respective states and cast their paper ballots. They are then tabulated, signed, sealed, and sent by registered mail to the vice president in Washington. The votes must arrive by December 23rd. The new Congress is sworn in on January 3rd. They'll meet on the 6th, where the Senate president, the vice president, in this case Pence, presides as the votes are read and counted. Mike Pence will then announce the results. Yes, the Electoral Count Act of 1887 is antiquated and outdated, but so is the whole idea of the Electoral College. Meanwhile, Congress is racing against the clock on two major fronts, a coronavirus relief package, where there are still a few major sticking points. Democrats are demanding funding for state and local governments, and CNN is reporting that they're close. They're looking at $160 billion that would be based on population and the amount of revenue lost. Republicans have insisted that there be a liability waiver, ensuring that employers and businesses can't be held responsible should any employee or customer contract the virus due to negligence. And despite a push from progressives, there's still no stimulus checks to individuals in this proposal. The other matter of urgency is government funding to avoid a shutdown. Congress will vote this week on a one-week stopgap funding bill to keep the government open until December 18th, giving them more time to strike a deal. Unless they pass additional legislation, the federal government will run out of money on December 11th. The House will vote on Wednesday. In COVID news, the UK on Tuesday launched its massive coronavirus vaccination campaign, distributing tens of millions of doses of the vaccine produced by Pfizer will be the biggest logistical feat ever attempted by Britain's National Health Service. The U.S. government expects to grant emergency use authorization for the same vaccine later this week. But now we learn that the Trump administration only has enough to vaccinate 50 million people because they passed up an opportunity to buy more doses in July. President-elect Joe Biden reportedly plans to nominate retired General Lloyd Austin to be his Secretary of Defense. If confirmed, Austin would be the first Black Pentagon chief. He was the first Black general to command an Army division in combat and the first to run an entire theater of operations. All right, this story is painful, as many are, but this one just hits home. Florida State Police on Monday raided the home of a former Department of Health data scientist, Rebecca Jones, who says she was fired for refusing to manipulate COVID-19 data. Jones, who created the state's COVID-19 dashboard and then launched her own after she was fired, posted a video showing officers entering her home with their guns drawn.
Come outside.
Who else is in the house, ma'am?
My two children and my husband.
Where's your husband?
Calm down.
You want the children now?
Calm them all down.
Mr. Jones, come down the stairs. Now!
Police, come down now!
Search warrant,
bring
your
children!
Down the stairs.
My children!
Hang on, let me clear the house.
He just pointed a gun at my children!
A Florida Department of Law Enforcement spokeswoman confirmed that officers had seized computer equipment from her home. One of America's greatest songwriters, poets, legends, Bob Dylan, has sold his entire catalog of more than 600 songs to Universal Music Publishing. The financial terms of the deal weren't revealed, but the New York Times said the price for the songs Dylan wrote over six decades was estimated at more than $300 million. November 2020 just beat out November 2016 to become the hottest November on record. This according to scientists with the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service. The director of Copernicus said, quote, "All policymakers who prioritize mitigating climate risks should see these records as alarm bells." Sad news, former test pilot Chuck Yeager, the first to break the sound barrier and survive, died Monday night at the age of 97. His whole experience was memorialized in the film The Right Stuff, something that might be appropriate to watch this week. And it was 40 years ago today.
An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.